Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Where are you calling me from, baby?
Georgia. I'm in Decatur at my grandmother's house right now, but I'm in Gwinnett County, where I live at. So,
okay. How do I pronounce your name? Is it Vion?
Vion, yes.
My cousin's name is Devine.
And so what?
Okay.
So it's spelled like that, but with a D.
Got you. Wow, right. That's different.
Vion, how old yes. are you?
I am 33.
33, and you yes. live in Atlanta?
No, Gwinnett. Yeah,
Gwinnett.
Yeah.
Do you have any kids?
Yes, I have one daughter.
Okay. How old is your daughter?
She's 8.
Have you ever been married?
I have. I'm divorced. How many years now? 6 years divorced.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what do you do for a living?
I am a book publisher and ghostwriter and minister. I'll put that out there. Yeah.
Hey, get the fuck out of here, nigga.
It doesn't sound like she has a job. You know, it just doesn't. A book publisher and a minister? Okay, how do you pay your bills, man? I don't believe your book pub company is bringing in a dough like that. Or your minister gig, or whatever you want to call it. And you had a 2-year-old. You divorced your husband with a 2-year-old. So just off that, I'm getting vibes you're not a good person. Like, just off that alone.
Y'all know what the fuck I talk about when I say these things.
Now, many people would say, oh, you don't know what she divorced her husband for. The same reason these other dingbats divorced their husband. They got bored, or they thought something was waiting on the dating market better.
Both.
Both?
Both!
Or some stupid shit like, he didn't let her pursue her book publishing passion. Something goofy, I'm sure. And a minister, last time I checked, the Bible said the woes shouldn't have any positions of authority in God's church.
What kind of man are you looking for, girl?
I want a man who is gentle but strong, a man who values family, a man who loves to communicate. I'm someone who likes to talk, but I'm also someone who likes depth of conversation. So someone that has depth, someone that loves the Lord for real, and can cover me as I cover him. Someone who is ambitious like me, and I would even say even more. And someone who is loving. So that's worried about the legacy. It's about the legacy. So I want to help him build. So,
okay. Yeah. What are your deal breakers?
Deal breakers, first thing, you got to love the Lord. If you don't love the Lord for real, like, and I mean that for real, like.
You know how many times I hear this shit?
There's some shady people out here, but.
Name three church songs.
Listen, what'd you say?
Name three church songs.
Here in Your Presence by Hillsong. It's not black, okay? Here in Your Presence, we're going to do Mighty One by Maverick City Music. Another one that we will do is Yahweh by Molly Music.
What, you want a cookie?
Okay. I'm going to start testing on you, God-fearing, Bible-requiring
yes,
people. Because y'all be coming to my show talking about saying, he got to know the Lord, he got to know the Bible. I'm going to start testing y'all. So y'all better be Bible ready, church ready.
She wants a man who values family, a.k.a. I want a man who's going to value my broken family. And that just doesn't make sense, ma'am. And then she says she likes a man who communicates because she loves to talk. And she want to have deep conversations too, which, look, I get everybody wants to have deep relationships with the people they have relationships with. But men ain't trying to sit around and talk to you like that, man. Men work, men have hobbies, men have relatives they have to tend to sometime. Most men aren't trying to chop it up on the phone with a bitch for hours. They just aren't. I don't think you understand men, ma'am. I heard somebody talking about this on a video recently. Back in the day, women accepted men for who we are. The strong, stoic type who didn't say much. There's way more guys out there who aren't super talkative and communicative. And one of those guys would be just fine for you if you found somebody that want to take on this nonsense. This is not coming across humble, nurturing, soft, feminine, none of that. It's coming off bossy and controlling, and you're trying to demand all these things from a man when you're at the bottom of the dating barrel for multiple reasons. I highly doubt. Well, I know these women aren't as God-fearing as they claim to be based on their resume. So thank you, Kendra, for giving pushback on that this time. Thank you. You're talking about building a legacy. You already started building a legacy with another man, and you left him before the baby could even learn how to abuse the potty. So I call cap on that.
We don't believe you. We don't believe you.
And look, the way she wants to help a man build his legacy is with her book publishing business. She's not talking about feminine qualities, traditional wife qualities. She want to be a power couple with her man. You could tell just by the tone of her voice and how she talking. It's not gonna fucking happen. Go beg for your husband back. Go do something honorable that don't got something to do with you. And go give your daughter back her daddy.
Your anger and your hate, I think, is coming off as erratic to people.
Passion. My passion. It's all passion.
Okay, your passion is coming off as erratic.
Flat out. Tired of these women breaking up their own homes and breaking up their own families. And now your 8-year-old daughter is at a statistical disadvantage because you're a selfish bitch who still want to chase some fairy tale that's never going to happen.
When I listen to you,
I'm just telling the truth. I'm just telling the truth.
Because y'all be coming on my show talking about saying, he got to know the Lord, he got to know the Bible. I'm going to start testing y'all. So y'all better be Bible ready, church ready.
He got to be prophetic. Let's go there. He has to be prophetic.
What? What are you talking about?
So now a motherfucker got to be a prophet to get a fat single mother of an 8-year-old. Like, nah, let's just continue. I don't even want to say anything about that. I'm just going to pretend like that wasn't said. Accurately describing or predicting what will happen in the future. Are you fucking kidding me?
Not go to your deal breakers yet?
Yeah, that's number one. No smoking, no drinking. That's just my preference. Another one, a man that does not like to work. Been there. And someone that is controlling. I believe in definitely serving your man, being humble, but there's a difference with being controlling.
At this point, it's a red flag when a woman says she doesn't want a man who's controlling.
Like, wait,
and
what?
In dumb bitchinese, that means I'm not going to let you lead. Because I'm just going to put it like this flat out. Strong men with balls and self-esteem control their women in a righteous way. Flat out. Men with spines and self-esteem are going to control their women. Wives of the strong men of this planet know that there's rules and regulations on her. And she abide by him because she respects her man's authority.
Nigga, what? What are you teaching the youth?
She says she doesn't want a man who doesn't like to work because she's been there, done that. You're going to continue to be there and do that. You're going to continue to go there and do that because you're overweight. And that's your lot in life when you're overweight on the dating market. You qualify for broke men, men who smoke and drink, etc., etc. Overweight women don't get to come on a dating market demanding shit other than he treat me good and he has a job. So I'll give you a pass on, you know, he gotta work. Okay, I give you that. But you only get 2 genie wishes as a big bitch on the dating market. One of which he treats you right. The second one is he got a job. That's about it.
My nigga.
And your marriage, you was married, you said, correct?
Yes, I was 24. I was 24, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should he look a certain way?
I'm open. Just not shorter than me. I'm 5'1". So I'm open. I don't need the 6-foot. I had that before and not married to him anymore. So then I want to say this too. I co-parent well with my ex-husband. So I think that that's something really important that a man should know. And my daughter's well behaved. So we ain't got to deal with that. Just want to put that up.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
I can see how that's looked at as a good thing, but I can also see how that's looked at as a bad thing. She's going to be cozied up with her baby daddy. She's going to be close to her baby daddy, and that has a lot of gray areas. I'm sure she would reassure you that, oh, no, it's not like that. All our communication is just for, you know, my daughter and... yeah, we just met up and did Christmas so she can have her parents together on Christmas. Like, nah, it's just a gray area. I think most men, if they had to deal with a single mom, would rather the baby daddy be deleted or in jail for the rest of his life.
Really, nigga?
I actually don't think guys want the woman to have a great relationship with the baby daddy. As weird as that may sound. Well, it don't sound weird to men, but it may sound weird to women. But yeah, the new man can decide if her daughter is well-behaved. I'm sure she's not going to like some new man around. So maybe she won't be so well-behaved when he's around. But let's be real. Obese single mothers are for dudes who can't get anything else. That's just the bottom line.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth!
I'm going to.
Did he make a certain amount of money?
Yes, over 80,000 for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Fellas, you got to make over 80K to get an obese divorcee with an 8-year-old daughter who's going to try to control you with the Bible and some more shit. That's your prize for becoming an elite man. Single file line, guys. Single file line.
So, if he makes 60, don't reach out?
No.
You better know the Lord and have a bank account,
yeah,
too.
Yes, okay? You got to. Invest in stocks. Know about land. Know about trust. I'm establishing one right now. So, just have that type of mindset and we can grow together.
This is just some nigga talking shit. This is just some nigga talking shit. And everybody's caught up in all that shit.
Let's do the Kendra Cam.
Let's do it. Okay. I'm going out of town, so y'all go see my luggage.
Standing up there looking like a swollen Satan.
Oh, God.
That's a big bitch.
Yeah, she's on a weight loss journey, lost 25 pounds.
Oh, you lost 25 pounds?
How yes, long ma'am. Taking? Yep, I got my juice. This is a part of the journey. I got my juice. We still going through it.
So you lost 25 pounds?
Yes, ma'am. I put it on my profile recently. Thank you. I'm finally taking care of me, and that's why I'm on here, because I'm ready, you know, taking care of me.
He's on a weight loss journey, but he can't make 60K and be on a journey to making 80K. Ain't that a bitch? Men got to be already made, perfect, set, ideal, but she could be on a weight loss journey.
Gotta stop it. I don't like that shit.
For sure, bro.
I don't like that shit.
Now, you're 33. What's the age range you want to date?
33 to 38.
Okay. And you have one daughter. Do you want more kids?
I'm open. I would prefer for a man to have a child. At least one.
When was your last relationship?
2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Actually now it's 3 years because it's coming up. Yeah, we're at 3 years now.
3 years. Okay. You don't have to answer, but I'm gonna ask. When's the last time you was intimate with someone?
Before then.
Okay, so yeah. 4 years?
Say that. 4 years. We'll go 4 years.
Are you celibate or abstinent?
I am celibate.
And celibate till marriage?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no cookie until you put a ring on it. Ring come with a cookie ring.
Listen.
God, like, why the f*** are women so goddamn dense with this shit? You would think at some point they would grow.
So you know I know my show. And yes. They're going to say, I'm going to let you respond, because they're going to say that, this is what I've heard. You have a child, and now you're requiring, but you was married, so that could be a little different. But they'll say you have a child, and now you want somebody to wait to have sex with you.
I waited for marriage the first time, believe it or not. So.
Oh, she only have sex with one person?
No, three.
I'm so fucking tired of this shit. Fuck this shit.
Yeah, okay. Like after my marriage, it was two.
Okay, gotcha.
She almost had some logical ground to stand on. If she would have said, oh, I waited to have sex until I got married the first time, so now I'm asking that of the new man, it still would have been ridiculous and it wasn't going to happen, but she would have had some leg to stand on. But nope. She let two dudes hit after her divorce. So she broke up her family and took a father away from her 8-year-old. Oh, I'm sorry. So she broke up her own family and took a father away from her 2-year-old so she can go get pumped and dumped on the dating market by dudes who don't give a fuck if she lives or dies. or if her offspring lives or dies. Such a God-fearing woman, isn't it?
Hell no!
When the new guy asks, why do I have to wait when two random pookies didn't have to wait after your divorce? Like, how are you going to answer that question, God-fearing woman? Or how are you going to answer it when God asks you? That's really what you need to be thinking about.
Next question, please.